But, you know, I think when people look at these curves here from this study, you know, the question's going to be, well, what does this mean in terms of practice? You know, is this going to be approved? Am I going to be able to use it? And it looks like it would have a fairly straightforward application. Maybe not, actually, because even at a BRCA germline patient with metastatic prostate, I'm assuming that right now, if you could, you know, say, give olaparib to anybody, I'm assuming you would not give it first line. You would give AR-targeted therapy, right? Or not?
Well, I give it as a targeted treatment in the patients, you know, but it wouldn't be right now off-label.
But I mean, okay, so let's put aside the label issues. Just say,
Okay.
how would you like to use olaparib right now if you don't have to worry about, you know, paying for it or whatever?
Okay.
Ideally, how would you use it in prostate cancer?
I would say right now, ideally, in the second line setting for sure.
It seems like that's what it's telling us, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I would just highlight that obviously this is going to go for FDA evaluation. My hope, and there are other PARP inhibitors that I think your audience also are aware of, that some data that were presented with them, but mostly phase two data, not phase three, but there are several phase three trials that are ongoing. So I think the PARP story is going to continue to evolve in this disease.